Now, next we go to the United States. The governor of California has criticized President Donald Trump for sending National Guard troops to Los Angeles as inflammatory. There have been clashes over the administration's immigration policy, mainly in the Hispanic part of the city. Governor Gavin Newsom says what's happening will only escalate tensions. David Blevins, US correspondent for Sky News, is with us now. David, bring us up to date. What's been happening in Los Angeles?
Well, these riots began when federal agents, ICE agents, that's Immigration and Customs Enforcement teams, executed three search warrants on Friday. They raided a number of premises and that brought people onto the streets. There was a standoff outside a detention center where some of these people were being held as local residents called for them to be released. That then spiraled into violence, that anger, and it really then escalated last night when the president announced that he was deploying 2,000 soldiers from the National Guard. And I think the other thing that then surprised people was that the Secretary of Defense said active duty Marines who are stationed nearby have also been placed on high alert for mobilization. And for local politicians in the state, that really is an over-the-top reaction.
And it's been unusual too, because the California's Democratic governor, Gavin Newsom, wasn't told in advance.
That's exactly right. When the president deploys the National Guard, it's usually in coordination with the state governor. But of course, there has been quite a row going on since the wildfires back in January between the federal government and Gavin Newsom, the Democratic governor. He said last night that the government was whipping up this disorder because they wanted an excuse to escalate it. And when the defense secretary talked about deploying active duty Marines on American soil last night, he described that decision as deranged.
Is this just part of a very public tussle between the two men?
Yes, I think it does reflect the widening gulf between federal government and state government in what is obviously a democratic state in California. And in many ways, I think it's also the simmering tension around the president's mass immigration policy boiling over. I think the president is quite keen to deflect from other news right now, and so he is absolutely enforcing his policy.
Now, David, this week we saw a very public breakup between Donald Trump and Elon Musk. It now looks like that bromance has ended. The president was on NBC last night. What did he say?
The president is very keen to move on from it. Ironically, he was appearing last night at a mixed martial art fighting championship. He's been in his own fight this week. He says he's not been in touch with Elon Musk and has no plans to be in touch with him. I think for many of us, there was an inevitability about this. But the speed and the scale of the breakup is what took people by surprise.
And this was all based around the big, beautiful spending bill. But I think the reason we're all so interested in it is that you have two very powerful men who could seriously damage each other. Who could be the big loser on this?
Yes, it went very quickly, didn't it, from Musk criticising the president's signature tax and spending bill to him serious allegations about the president of the United States without offering any evidence. But yes, there is potential for them to cause each other real harm, because Donald Trump, of course, controls a number of contracts, very lucrative contracts for Elon Musk's companies, particularly SpaceX and the space program in the United States. But it's also worth remembering that Elon Musk bankrolled the president's election campaign to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. And when you have Republicans on Capitol Hill standing in the midterms next year, they will be very concerned that Musk may choose to bankroll the campaigns of those standing against them.
David Blevins, US correspondent for Sky News. Thank you. We'll be back after this short break with rural shop closures.